Last week I wrote about how we unfairly take shots at authorities, and on the other hand, how authority figures foolishly and frequently shoot the messenger. Today I'm writing specifically for those who report to a boss they really can't stand, or for those who know someone who's chafing under such an awful boss. Some bosses don't seem to know the old adage, first do no harm. In fact, they keep doing harm. So then what? Just hold your fire? What if your boss is really bad, neurotic, or otherwise intolerable? What if you have a yeller, a mother superior, or a you threaten me boss, and they're ruining your work hours and bleeding into the rest of your life? Do you deny it or just avoid them? Roll over and play dead? Sabotage them. Become a bane to your friends because all you do is complain about your insane boss? Do you celebrate the boss's failures, hide from them, or get an ulcer? Here's the implicit lesson from last week. Don't do any of that, or don't expect it to make things much better. Instead, tackle the issue instead of being the victim. In Working for You Isn't Working for Me, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley offer a simple 4-point strategy of approach. Detect, detach, depersonalize, and deal. And they offer a pretty amazing schema for understanding just what your boss, I mean your boss, does that drives you crazy, and just what it is about you, yes, I mean you, that makes it hard to get unhooked. And then the book becomes a customized path to help you to understand your boss, yourself, and most importantly, how to make things work. Kathy is a no-nonsense business consultant. Catherine is a Harvard-trained psychotherapist, and they write for adults, adults dealing with other difficult adults. Their book is not theoretical nor wishful, it's real. If you're struggling with a bad boss, I recommend this book for two reasons. First, the authors don't act like we're all the same. Toxic bosses and good workers. Black and white, universal and clear, no. Some bosses are toxic, but they are for lots of different reasons and in different ways. The K's help me to understand the different types of annoying boss behaviors. And sorry, but we're almost all implicated in our own victimization. The couple bosses I've disdained didn't bother others in the same way they got to me. I was attuned to the harsh notes they sang, while for others, those notes might have been a little off, but they weren't the fingernails I heard on a chalkboard. So I saw I have to own my own part. But the best thing about seeing my part is I then got a customized way to manage the situation, tailored to me and my boss. My conflicts didn't evaporate, but I saw how I could take this sting out and begin to control instead of being controlled by the situation. It's about a 300-page book, but you can find a 50-page path for managing the one who's mismanaging you. The book is one resource named in the title to this RFL. The other resource? Kathy and Catherine will join me for the entire 2 hours on Saturday, starting at 7:06 a.m. for the Everyday Leadership Show. We'll talk concepts and diagnose real live boss problems. Call in or have someone call for you with your boss problem, and the K's will open up new angles and new strategies for coping and even more. Don't just cope. Detect, detach, depersonalize, and then deal so you can lead with your best self.